Eamon McGee, how are you?
Good, Oisin. How's the form?
Form's good. The football's going good. What's your impression been of the opening couple of matches for Donegal, Eamon? Are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it, surely. I thought, from a general perspective, Oisin, it's been great. As you watch, Derry and Kerry was just a brilliant game. And I really enjoyed the Dublin Donegal game, although there was better games on that weekend. The fact that the players, it's just enjoyable to see the players embrace this new challenge. They're really fast games, and I'm just really, and obviously of Donegal getting 2-1s out of two, so that makes it even more enjoyable now. But overall, I'm loving the league so far.
Yeah, and it seems to be suiting Donegal, these new rules, and obviously they're tearing into it, so they are, Eamon. But Jim McGuinness Donegal is working out okay from what we've seen so far with how the rules have been implemented.
Working out so brilliantly so far, but like we have that, I think Jim's fired out that word transitional. We have that block of players where they're extremely good. The Pádraig Mógans, the Ryan McHughs, transitional really, really fast. The next thing for me, and just basing what the wee bits that I've seen, is that can we get that outlet, that ball, real ball winner? Doesn't matter what type of ball goes in. He's able to deal with it, he's able to win it and get our top three playing like that. There is, I think, if we can, look up, get Gallen on the ball, he's able to do that, and it's just about getting them other two. And there's a certain Michael Murphy that would fit perfectly
Yeah.
into that category when he gets back. But overall, from a keeper perspective, from a defensive perspective, going well. Still a wee bit of work to do, and then that quick transition. So they're, it's to be expected. Any backroom team that is the likes of Jim, Colm, Neil, Luke Barrett, and these boys, they're going to have the ideas and they're going to be innovative. So it's no surprise.
Yep. Brendan actually mentioned it on commentary in Killarney last weekend about Michael, if he was fit, because it seems to be the game. It swings and ebbs, so it does, Eamon. You have a period for about 10 minutes that it's all one side, and then that switches to the other side. And when you get momentum, teams try to build momentum, and then they sort of, not so much run out of gas, but it swings the other direction. All of a sudden, you're losing maybe four kickouts in a row. Brendan made the suggestion that if we had Michael Murphy even back in the middle as well, you could utilize him very, very good, because Michael's the type of player that gets in front of players, and he's a hard unit to bring down. If he gets ahead of you going to a ball in the middle of the park,
He's an option, definitely, and maybe that's something that, Donegal, it's been mentioned on Sunday game, or it was one of the podcasts during the week, that Donegal's kickouts, they kind of had routines for some of the kickouts, kind of like in American football where they run certain routes and they show onto certain spaces now. And maybe that's an option where, if Michael's going to be, I believe Michael's your top three player. He's not going to be in and around the middle for most of the game, but he can come out as a kick out option maybe when you're facing one of them phases, when you're behind, the when momentum's against you and you need that ball winner, and you have Lang, and Jason hopefully gets fit, and Michael out there, like it's serious options for Patton, and you throw yourself about. And it's definitely something Jim and the boys will be looking at.
Yep. We managed okay last week without Michael Langan, who went out of the game very early with a hamstring injury. And I suppose with the way the game's been played at the moment, you're going to have injuries like this, particularly at the start of the season, Eamon.
Definitely, I think Jim's touched on that, and there's been a few other managers that have touched on that there's a high demand on players. And I seen what Jim was talking about, because I looked at Pádraig Mógan and Balbufe against Dublin, and Pádraig was just gassed out, and I says that's tough going when you see someone like Pádraig that there's 10 minutes to go, 15 minutes to go, and Pádraig was out on his feet. So that just shows you the demand. And Langan's was a funny one. It was 2-3 minutes into the game, and he's gone. So it just shows that the demands from the week previously and what they worked on during the week was obviously tough enough, and there's just hard in the body. So hopefully Langan gets back on his feet, and gets up and running on, because I believe he's pivotal. If Donegal are going to do anything this year, that Michael Langan needs to be taking it to another level, and he's so, so important to Donegal.
Yep. And Eamon McGee in his prime, how would you have managed, think, with these new rules, Eamon, and with how quick the game is now? Would it have been something that suited you? Would you have had the athleticism for it?
I would like to think, as someone asked me this during the week, the ego part of me tells me that I would have managed, and I would enjoy the challenge. But there's a lot of space. There's a lot of space in there. I played a game for Gidor there at the weekend, and at the other side, I had the number 14, and I see that the kick is on a lot more now than it would have been on this previous few years, and it's tougher on defenders. But and it will take time for defenders to adapt to that. And I think if you're a good enough defender, if you're prepare well, and you have the core skills, that you will eventually, it'll just take time for these players and these cornerbacks to get used to that space. And I don't know. Just to simply answer your question, yep. I don't know. Like, I was never a man for the speed inside. If I seen the speedy boy, I would as quickly put Neil or Paddy McGrath over to him now. But I like to think I'd enjoy the challenge, all right.
Yeah. Listen, when we're talking about defenders, Finbar Rorty has got such a bright future with Donegal. He's played well in the two games that we watched him. Now, maybe for that Kerry goal, maybe he was caught off guard slightly with the shoulder. But apart from that, he's been very, very impressive. So he has, and he had a very timely block towards the end of the game when Kerry were chasing us down as well. So he did, Eamon.
He's been so impressive, and he's coming off the back. I watched him in the Club County semi-final there with Glenties, and he is game. He's really, really game. And I was so impressed with the way his aggressiveness in the tackle, his discipline, and he was really, really intense in that Dublin game. And he does have a wee bit to learn, but that's the reality of it, because he's so young, and like it's a massive step. The fact that he's in there and he's doing what he's doing in a more expansive game and a lot more space, and he's able to hold his own 2 feet, is a testament to the player he is. And if he keeps at it, there's a big future ahead of him, definitely. Now,
yeah. Okay, so Armagh are coming to town on Sunday to Ballybuffet. There are always games that Donegal relish. What sort of challenge is this going to be? Is this going to be up a level, is it, from the first two games, do you feel, Eamon?
I feel I get that feeling. At times I was impressed with them in the Galway game, Armagh, and then at times they were pretty poor. But I think from, I hadn't seen it now, but from the feedback and chatting with people, that they were pretty impressive against Tyrone. And I think this is a bigger challenge now. That they'll have got the few weeks under their belt. They'll have prepared well. They have a brilliant coaching staff there, and they will be a massive challenge coming into Ballybuffet. And I think, overall, the league is the league. We hear this often, and Kerry will not be too worried that they lost the league game against Donegal in February. But games like this here, the fact that it's in Ballybuffet, the fact that we're going to meet some of these players later on in the year, that you want to kind of keep that edge over them. Donegal haven't been beaten by Armagh last year. There definitely be wee doubts in terms of the individual battles, that Donegal players will have gotten top, and Armagh players will have gotten top of some of their opposition, and they'll want to keep it that same way regardless of who's who. So it's a it's as important a game as you'll probably get in the league context. So it'll really, really enjoy it. And the thing about it, there's two teams that are vying for that top spot. Donegal are on the up. Armagh have an All-Ireland medal in their pocket. And teams that are in that position and go at the game, and always turns into a rivalry, and it always gets spicy. So it'll be a good game to enjoy.
Yep. And if Donegal were to win, that's 3-1 from 3. It takes the pressure off then, so it does in the league. Do you feel, Eamon, Will Jim McGuinness be happy enough with 6 points? Can he change things about then, try new things over the coming weeks? Because there's a 5 week block there where Donegal's got a lot of games.
It is, and I was just between travelling and the way the game's been played, it'll be very, very heavy. Heavy on the body, and it's important that you know you get that safety. And I think 6 points should make you safe. And I see a lot of teams are going to take points off each other, so six should make you good enough for that Division One. But it'll open it up for Jim, and these lads that are coming back from injury, that they can get the game time and they get to the pitch of things, and you know, Jim can then maybe take a look at other players that might not have featured. So it will be important to get just maybe one more one and let the lads kind of do whatever they have to do in the other games.
Yep. Ethan Rafferty's back in goals as well. I see for Armagh this year, having missed out. Blaine Hughes was the All-Ireland winning goalkeeper for them, but Rafferty has a different role to Blaine Hughes, and could he become the difference in this game at the weekend, given how much involvement the Armagh keeper has had in the opening number of games?
Oh yeah, it'll be really, really interesting now, because we've talked about Jim and the lads and how innovative they're going to be, and it'll be really interesting to see how they deal with Ethan Rafferty, because he is a threat in there now. He's going to be punching holes. He's really dynamic. He's different to where Patton will probably come up and just be an option for that outlet ball. Armagh probably don't have to worry too much about him in terms of what he's going to do. They're going to keep, if Donegal keep that over and back, Patton will be free. But, you know, Donegal have to look to pick up Ethan Rafferty, and it'll be really interesting to see what way Donegal go about that, because he is a good baller. Now, where he'll fall back on, I think, or in my opinion, is that his kickouts. And I think if we can remember when 2022, Rafferty struggled under the Donegal press, so it's kind of important that we keep that kind of pressure on him, that he just doesn't want to be coming into Balfaghe against the big Donegal team.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting overall.
Will both of these teams on Sunday be showing their full hands with the championship coming up around the corner?
I don't think they'll show everything now. I think you have to remember that because of the condensed split season now, that you know, if players need to find their form fairly quickly, you know, there'll be the thing about keeping the McCool Park record, you know, making us very, very hard, so that they'll go all out for the game and maybe getting that 2 points where they can get the breathing space. But I think they'll go as all out for it as they can for this time of year, and they'll maybe hold back 15% for that championship. And, you know, I don't think they'll risk Michael for the weekend, and maybe, you know, if there's anybody on that list who's nearly there, I don't think they'll go for it. But it'll be a big, big game, and it'll be a very big edge to it at the weekend.
So then, quickly on this game, your prediction for Sunday, how's it going to end up, Eamon?
It's a hard one to call. It's definitely, generally, I mean, that is a hard one to call, but I think just what the Balbuffet factor, and it's good that we're talking about that again, that we're very hard to beat in there. I think that, you know, that should get us over the line. A lot of talk about us having, you know, beaten Armagh once last year and drawn with them, and they couldn't beat us, but they went on and won the All-Ireland, so they should be coming in here as favourites. But I just think that the lads will have prepared well, and the Balbuffet factor, and Donegal should come out on top.
The other side that's sitting joint top of the table after two games with Donegal is, of course, Galway. Galway are heading to Celtic Park on Saturday evening for the first game of the weekend to take on Derry. And you would feel maybe Derry might have learned a lot from the Kerry game going into this one. Can Derry take the one at the weekend?
Derry can take the one. I was so shocked that they didn't beat Kerry. I don't know how they actually managed to lose that game now. But it just shows you, you know, a lot of people would have nearly forgot about Derry because they tailed off so badly last year, but they're still a good team there, and I still think that they'll take serious beating this year, and I think that they'll go on to do something. They'll be a serious force in this league again.
Yep. A lot of people suggesting the biggest game of the weekend is, of course, Donegal against Armagh. Some further south will disagree with that. Kerry against Dublin, they don't get much bigger. Austin Stack Park is the venue, and obviously Kerry will be looking to make up for the defeat last weekend to Donegal.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, if you were to look at a game, you'd probably say that from where Dublin are at and to where Kerry should be coming out on top there, Dublin are in a kind of fade. Dublin will always be thereabouts with, you know, their semi-final team in the championship because of the, you know, the development, the work that they've done and all that. But I think that they're on a low ebb of their development here in terms of they still have a bit to work to go become real, real challengers. And I feel that Kerry will have more than enough for them for turn them down there.
Yep. And just finally, what about Tyrone's trip to Mayo and Castlebar on Sunday afternoon?
Again, really, really interesting game because they'll be sore after the Armagh result. And I think that Tyrone, there's a lot expected off this Tyrone team under Malachy O'Rourke, and there'll be a lot of pressure on them to respond. And again, I think they'll get at Mayo. I think from what I've seen on Mayo that first night, I think they'll be able to get at Mayo. And, you know, a really hungry Tyrone team that has brought the edge that Mayo just won't be able to deal with them.
Okay, Eamon, that's our look ahead to the action for the weekend in Division 1 of the National Football League. Listen, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you at the weekend. We'll see you in Balbuffet.
Cheers, Austin. See you there. Bye-bye.